Natalie Petersy, Ancient Jaw. Out in the sea was a stone. My girl sat down to tell it her pains. That's from an Andalusian folk song. The silence of a child standing at the foot of my bed wakes me. She tugs the covers, wind between us. My firstborn lies next to me, the spirits rumbling around inside her until she bolts upright in the bed, a jar of pebbles tossed in the air. I reach out to catch it before the shatter. She is there and she isn't, like a cloud line, the beginning and ending unknowable, erased and existing all at once. I have asked her why she came and no answer. No answer that I can understand. I look for her each night. Listen. I want to tell her that my girls are constellations of wind and stone, the songs that coiled into their hearts as they were rocked to sleep. They thunder through parks and hallways, once an underground aquarium. They stop to press their faces, framed by little palms, to the glass. A giant silverfish swims past us, slows, his jaw hinges open. When my oldest daughter was 3, we took her camping. The woods chirped around us and Rock Creek boomed in our ears. Just after we told her not to, she placed her tiny hand on the hot steel ring around the fire. Her jaw hinged open. She howled. The oldest pain rushing up from the underworld and out of her. A ring of fire, my feet on the edge of a pool. The water is so perfectly blue that I know I am about to dream. I put my hands above my head and push off, but inside of sleep, the pool is empty. No, the body hitting concrete, the night a broken dive. With my second daughter in my belly, we rode all of the way out from New Orleans to Wallace, by the levees, under Danziger Bridge, and out into the bright, green, boiling countryside. The sun, a hammer, a hot box, a burned sugar bowl. I waited in the tiny, bare slaves' quarters when a rain rolled over. Thunder, the noise of visitors chatting about the weather. I felt faint when we finally made it into the cool plantation house, through the slaves' entrance to the dining room, past the food scale. This is a crime scene, the guide kept repeating. Of all of the cruelties, the wet nurse and the pet slave, she had to save her milk for the white baby. She had to sleep curled up on the floor like a dog. The front porch of the big house must have been 60 degrees. It felt like heaven, and I wondered what I would do for just a moment of its grace. Plantation air conditioning, an alley of oaks pulling in cool air up from the river, a mouth from the ancient world singing only one song. Singing. My baby was only a few days old. She slept on a light blanket near the bed, because of bruising from her birth. The room glowed green while we slept. I woke to find a child calmly standing next to me, light behind her face. I vowed that this time I would follow her into the depths. She is my girl with a heart of green moon, a girl singing from the shore of this night out to the sea of these mountains. She is a girl in the moonlight, a maiden dancing down a bitter path across this glowing snowfield. Who are we meant to be? I eye the darkness. Will she be wrapped in barbed wire and sunk into the swamp, draped on a wire fence, the wind howling across the great plains? Is her hair a riot of pine needles? She's just alive behind a dumpster. She's on a raft, floating out there on the vast, deep ocean between us and them. Is she my girl? Who is she? She is wind, me, them. Like a spring, she rises from the depths, from the dark heart of things, still alive. She roils and runs. She turns in the sun, a light blanket. She comes to whisper, remember me.